This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast or use your smart speakers. Just ask those little suckers to play WILK News Radio, and it will play us right there live. It is Monday, November 24th, 2025, 50 degrees out there at 309 here in Pittston, and we got a little special today. It's not just the Rob O'Donnell Show, it's the Rob and Chelsea Show.
Ooh,
Chelsea Stroh,
yeah.
Thanks for joining us today, Chelsea.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you in the studio. So you've been up to a lot lately.
Lots going on,
lots going on to discuss. Lots going on, lots to discuss. One of the things, and even my wife, who's a personal trainer, was looking at this 12 days of 5K challenge you're doing. So we're going to start there because Physically it's just absolutely nuts. And even she was like, that's a bit much, but go girl.
So, I mean, you know how your phone is listening to what you say and looking at what you're searching online. I think that's unarguable at this point, but sometimes it happens for the better. So I was scrolling through Facebook and I got something in my feed for the American Cancer Society's 12 Days of 5Ks challenge. Now, they're asking people to, you know, promote on their Facebook pages, do independent fundraisers on Facebook, and to run 12 5Ks in the month of December. I didn't want to wait. I started it early, and they were okay with that. So set up the page. And you don't have to run all 12 consecutively, but I am on day 7, and I have done that.
So if a 5K, for those that don't know, is
3.1
miles. You know, for a runner, probably, you know, your normal average daily training pace and run, maybe even a little under.
Sure, sure.
But so for someone like me, I mean, in the rest of the normal world.
Yeah, in the height of marathon training, I think, you know, your lowest run will be 4 or 5 miles. 3 is kind of like a warm-up if you're marathon training, but I'm not training for a marathon right now. So 3 is a nice amount to run. And I'm not breaking any records. I think my run this morning, I woke up before the sun was out and I think my pace was around 11 minutes. So not breaking any world records here.
You're still up before the sun rising running. And this 12 days of 5K challenge, I know a little background on why you do these and why you're supporting this. But if you want to tell the listeners exactly what's going on with this, how this means so much to you, to where it's not an issue to get up that early and run these 5Ks.
Sure. So I have an older sister. Her name's Carly. She's 7 years older than me. So I kind of rocked her world when she was 7 years old. And then all of a sudden twins came along, right? And kind of changed her whole perspective on life. But we are the best of friends. We talk all day long. And in 2019, she battled her first round of stage 3 breast cancer. And we got out of that right before the pandemic. March 2020 is when she rang her bell. For those of you who might be untouched and lucky to be untouched by cancer, normally when you undergo cancer treatment, on your final day of treatment, you get to ring a big bell in the hospital or in the doctor's office, and it's a big celebration. So because of COVID, Carly didn't get to ring her bell inside the hospital with everybody. She brought the bell outside to ring it with us while we were all outside cheering for her. So 2020. And then what would have been her very close to her five-year anniversary this February, we found out it's back. Her cancer's back. And this time it's in her pelvis, her spine, her rib cage, which is how we found it, because she was working and all of a sudden felt like she couldn't breathe. And here it, the cancer in her rib cage had deteriorated one of her ribs to the point where it was fractured, and in her liver. So in February, she started hormonal therapy, and that was to try to stop the growth or slow the growth. And we were hoping that would last about 5 years. It lasted 4 months. The cancer mutated already. Yeah. So in August, we found out, okay, we're in it. We're in this battle again. It's going to be full blown chemo, likely chemo for the rest of her life. And it's a harder conversation this time around. When she did her first battle, her son was 2 years old. Now her son's 8 years old. And if anybody out there knows what it's like to have an 8 year old, imagine having an 8 year old and having to explain to him why mommy's so tired, why mommy's hair's coming out, things like that. So
that's the dynamic. A lot of people, you know, we hear often how it affects the person and the older family in life, but you know, where children are involved, that, it's amazing the grasp that they do get of it, because they live with it just day in and day out. But that conversation has to be hard. Has to be hard. And knowing what she's facing, like I told you before the show, I lost my dad to colon cancer at the age of 59. And when it did, he was 1 month past his 5 year cancer free mark, and something with his rib. They realized that just taking a deep breath that day, you know, cracked the rib, and it was, you know, a tumor in the rib as well, where the colon cancer did metastasize to the rib, to the liver, to other organs, to his lungs. And, you know, they were able to get some surgery and give us a couple more years out of from him. But it's a battle that a lot of people know well. So I'm sure, and I'm seeing the text messages that can attest to that live with this. But that conversation, that younger dynamic in any family, has to be the hardest part.
And how do you have that conversation with an 8 year old without ruining his childhood or the magic of Christmas? Or, you know, it's something you have to be very difficult with. And we're trying to find creative ways to do that. So far, so good. My sister lives in Annapolis, Maryland. So we have that background, Rob, you and I in common. We have a great connection to Annapolis.
As the Naval Academy say, a great place to be from, not a great place to be if you're in the Academy, but a great place to be from. So.
Right. And so they have a lot of resources down there. She even got a second opinion at John Hopkins, and the doctor at John Hopkins said, if I had your cancer, I would go to your doctor. So we're confident with her team and the treatment she's facing. And there's a lot of things down there for her son, Duke, too. So a lot of family resources, places where families can go who are affected by cancer. And then, you know, you can spend time with other children who might be your age, and both your mommies don't have hair, and it doesn't matter that your mommies don't have hair, and you're just going to have fun and live your life anyway.
A new normal truly is developed within that ecosphere. And unless you've seen it, it's kind of hard to understand. You know, we see it a lot with the children's hospital themselves, where that peer support groups that they get of people who are just like them or dealing with the same thing. It goes for the children, siblings, and younger children, because that's what they relate to better. Someone their age who's dealing with that. And it's just incredible the resiliency we see in that. And that's probably one of the more incredible legacies that any can leave, how great these children are and how resilient they are.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's why I do the 12 days of 5Ks challenge. Because if Carly can talk to her son about mommy just not going to have hair anymore, I can wake up at 6 a.m. and run 3 miles down the street.
Now, as far as you said, you set up a site for it. What are you doing there?
Sure. So it's on Facebook. If you go on my Facebook page, I've linked to it in a couple posts about it. But if you want to sign up and do the 12 days of 5Ks challenge, you can find the Facebook group. So if you search in the Facebook search bar, 12 days of 5Ks, there's a whole group of people online who are doing this challenge. And then somebody from American Cancer Society will text you and email you and give you pointers on how to set up your own fundraiser, pointers on how to promote your fundraiser if you're unfamiliar with raising money online, and cheering you on if you want to try this challenge for yourself.
And just to support you for that, I mean, I've seen the videos that you've been posting every morning of you actually doing, I don't know how you're running. Listen, if I'm running a 5K, somebody better look behind me because there's either a T-Rex or a lion chasing me, because if it's too big to me to fight, I'm not running. So, but you've been posting these videos each day, and they're motivating. And
oh, good.
And
that's the point.
Yeah.
Good.
And so people could follow there and just say, hey, you go, girl, because now they know a little story behind it. And I know you've said it on your posts as well, you know, why you're doing this and such. But, you know, it's always good when someone has a little better context, you know, exactly.
Sure.
Not just, hey, I'm doing it for a family member that has X, Y, or Z. This is the story behind that. This is how close we are. This is what we're dealing with as a family. And this is it's your therapy as well as, you know, doing something to help support the cause.
Yeah. I think I said in one of the videos, like when you are a family member, you feel like you can't, there's only so much you can do. There's only so much you can say. There's only so much you can offer. But you're not going to be able to solve the problem. So you feel helpless. Okay, well, what are you going to do when you feel helpless? Well, I'm going to run around. I'm going to run around all over the place and just try and spread awareness and raise a little money for American Cancer Society at the same time.
Now, running's been your thing. You've sure. done like full marathons and such. When was the last full marathon you did? It wasn't that long ago.
No, I did it in 2024.
Okay.
So somebody else in my life had a lot going on.
Yeah.
Had a lot going on that year. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to spend my time running around. Because
yep.
in you know, totally different situation, but it was, you know, there wasn't much I could do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's just running has just kind of been what I lean on when I'm looking for an outlet.
Well, it was seeing that 12 days of 5K challenge. You know, I saw that and you know, with Thanksgiving be this week, we talk about a lot of things going on here. There's people, very polarizing things. And with Thanksgiving coming and be a short week for most people and the holidays now upon us, you know, we had the Scranton Parade in Scranton on this past Saturday. Then Wilkes-Barre had it that afternoon. Naog Park's kicking off. You know, we have the holiday season is here, regardless of how you celebrate that. So when I saw your 12 days of 5K, you know, I figured let's have you come in. And
sure.
You know,
well, thank
I asked you.
You
I asked you to co-host the show with me because, you know, I just thought it would be, let's get away from a lot of the not that we're going to talk about topics and stuff like that, but you know, let's talk about reasons to be thankful. Let's talk about reasons that, you know, why we are why we do the things we do, what drives us.
Sure.
And you know, knowing the story about your sister and that battle that is ongoing and hopefully one that we change as a nation, you know, moving forward. There's been a lot of resources. I remember when my dad first got cancer, we knew nothing about it. So first thing I did was go to the store, the bookstore, and got as many books as I could on it to start reading on, you know, what is this we're dealing with now? Because we just didn't know. You know, when my daughter was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, didn't know anything about it. She was the first one in our family to have it. You know, let me learn as much as we can about this. And that was my escape. That was my avenue. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm an information guy. I'm a detail investigative person. So, you know, I want to know everything I can. I want to find out what studies there are out there that we can get involved into maybe that next level of experimental treatment. So I'm glad you can come in. We got a whole show here that we have you for. I got a bunch of text messages saying that the people love that you're here and love to hear you over the air again. And I'm sure we'll get plenty more text messages. You call or text 570-883-0098. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 324, 49 degrees. Again, on this Monday, November 24th, we have Chelsea Stroob in the house with us, co-hosting today's show on this holiday week. Thanksgiving week here. Chelsea, thanks for joining us. You got a bunch of text messages already.
Okay.
Love her. Glad to hear her on. We love you and miss you, Chelsea.
Thanks,
was
guys.
Another one. No, you got a question, Rob. Can you ask Chelsea, will she ever get back to broadcast news, please?
I would say never, but right now I'm having a really nice time helping out my community without the constraints of somebody else owning my likeness. So I would say never say never, but right now you can find me online.
There you go. And you're there a lot. I mean, see, you're from the events to the giving trees that you're searching out all throughout. You were looking at another one today, the giving trees.
Sure. So
let's explain what a giving tree is first for people who don't realize.
So these are trees that, I mean, you can find them in department stores, you can find them at nonprofits, but the traditional giving tree has these little ornaments, and each ornament lays out someone in need and the items that they have requested, whether that be a child, or maybe a veteran in a nursing home, or I think even some pet stores have some for animals that are living in shelters locally.
Yeah.
And so what you do is you go up to the tree, you pick a couple people, then you go around the store and you shop for them, shop for those items, leave the items normally at the courtesy counter of the shop, and you make sure somebody has a nice Christmas.
So you've been all over Northeast Pennsylvania. I saw you in Wilkes-Barre. You were in Scranton today.
Yep.
What are some organizations that you're seeing the giving trees for? Today you said there was one for a veterans organization.
Yep. So the Angel Tree in Boscov's in Scranton is up on the second floor by the Eye Center and the Courtesy Desk. And that one is for veterans at the Gino Merle Center. And on that Angel Tree, I mean, it gives the name of the veteran, the room they're in, and what they've requested. So for these veterans, normally it's clothing or chocolates. I noticed there's lots of requests for fudge and chocolates. And then at the Giving Tree in Boscov's in Wilkes-Barre, there is one for the veterans at the VA. And then there's one for children. Now, they didn't tell me, when I asked the courtesy desk, what organization are these children with? They just said it was a long time nonprofit relationship that the store had. They didn't disclose those details to me. Mm-hmm. But, I bought for a 15-year-old girl. I bought for a 5-year-old boy. So, there's tons of children in need and they need all kinds of things. And not all of it is toys. I mean, some of these children need coats or bedding. So,
I've seen school
the need
supplies.
Is there.
I've seen notebooks, pens, pencils, crayons, such like that.
And I saw on, scrolling, there's people all over the country doing these videos where they're like, hey, shop for an angel tree with me. Shop on an angel tree with me. And I was like, well, I could do this.
Yeah.
So I started doing it. And then people, it motivates people to go out and help empty the tree. So I think the goal is to just show people that it's fun and that they can do it too.
What I like about the video is you give detailed instructions on exactly where to find them. Because, like you said, sometimes they're up on the second floor in this section in the back. And if, anyone who's ever walked through like Macy's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
He's in New York City where it's, you know, 10 floors. You know, it's hard to find things.
Sure.
You know, I remember when my kids were little, we searched Macy for an hour looking for Santa. And finally, he was in some back corner or some obscured floor that they had set up just for Santa. But, you know, especially me not asking anyone for directions, at least you give directions on your videos.
And Boscov's in Wilkes-Barre is 4 floors.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going up to a tree, then you're going down to the clothes, then you're going up, down, up, down. So you have to like escalators or ride in elevators for sure.
It does. And for our area, I mean, there were a lot of organizations. I did see the Griffin Pond Animal Shelter, who was marching in the Scranton St. Patrick's Day Parade. They had their group out there. And again, you can contact organizations like that and say, hey, do you have any available? Because they're always taking donations for everything. You don't have to find a Giving Tree. Any organization that helps veterans, that helps children, that helps, any of these helps our shelter pets and such like that. I'm sure if you call them, they'll direct you to the right location.
A lot of them also have Amazon wish lists, like Camp Freedom up in Carbondale has an Amazon wish list too. And Giving Tuesday is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, even though I will die on the hill that I think it should be the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, because you have Black Friday after Thanksgiving, then you have Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and then Giving Tuesday. And it's like, no. We need to be given
first.
We should be given to people first.
Yeah, it should be the priority.
That's what I think.
Maybe we start that movement now. Let's start Giving Tuesday.
All right.
Maybe they think that people are doing their food shopping, so it'd be too hard to do that. But giving to our least fortunate is probably not as hard as people think it is. So.
And it's fun. It can be fun. Shopping for toys. I mean, I have an 8-year-old nephew, but, and so I shop for him, but it's so much fun to pick out Barbies or pajamas, bedding. You want the bedding to match the pajamas, all the things.
It's a whole dynamic. I actually put a message on my Facebook this week. You know, since there are no dedicated toy stores anymore, where do you go for toys? You know, there used to be these dedicated toy stores. And you know, I understand. I grew up in New York City, spoiled. My wife worked right around the corner from FAO Schwartz in New York. And anyone who's ever been there knows. I mean, it's been in how many movies? You know what it looks like. But, even the old Toys R Us and such of old days, even the Sugarmans, you know, when we first moved here, their toy department was huge. And I just asked, where is everyone's go-to? And people gave up a good suggestions of department stores that do still have really good toy sections, but a lot of them have dwindled down because of that online and that impersonal. You know, my wife and I went shopping for our grandson, and it was great, you know, and we found a lot of what we were looking for, and that looking and holding and playing with the different toys was part of the fun. It really was part of the fun, looking at what my children used to have when they were that age. And then, you know, from us, that, and we're going to talk about that family, how it changes with holidays, especially with new families developing and such.
I remember the toy catalogs, the toy store catalog. And so you'd get that catalog in the mail.
The Sears gift catalog.
It was
about 800 pages thick.
Right. And now my nephew has the catalog and it's Amazon.
Yeah.
So I don't know where you go to buy.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gone to Target. I've gone to Boscov's. Boscov's has a pretty decent toy section. They had all the Wicked Barbies, and I feel like those are hard to come by. I feel like that's a hot item.
Yeah, I'm finding my post now because there were a lot of good there. Somebody said Liquidation Depot in Dixon City always has good stuff.
Oh.
Humphreys in Dallas has great toys. Got another one for Humphreys in Dallas.
They have a shoe store, and then they have a children's store, I think.
Yeah, the Sugarman's in Inman used to be the best, and I remember that was the Walmart before there was a Walmart. Amazon, Ollie's, Walmart is pretty good.
I do love Ollie's.
Kohl's, Walmart and Amazon, Target, the Globe Store with Santa and his elves, Christmas music, Winter Wonderland, Globe Store got two. So, you know, that's where people in our area are pointing out. But, you know, I miss, you know, we see what these pop-ups, the spirit of Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I know it's not logistically right because the money that would be involved in their stock. But it would be great to have one of those pop-ups for Christmas toy stores.
Definitely.
To where, like, instead of the spirit Halloween where they do costumes, you know, have just a dedicated rented out for that month or 2 months for toys. And just open up a toy store for the 2 months. But
we're really changing the holiday game here. Giving
stock.
Tuesday... Dedicated toy stores. We're coming up with all the ideas here. We're going to rework the entire holiday season over here on WILK.
It's 3:33 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. In the studio with Chelsea Stroob here, co-hosting the show today on this Thanksgiving week special. I guess we can call it a special, right? Anytime you're in the studio, it's special.
Thanks.
It's 3:39, 49 degrees here. So, popularity and concerns with e-bikes. E-bikes seem to be, more and more out there. You know, we're seeing them more. You said you've even come across, you know, a few, not many, on the trails when you're there. The scooters more than the e-bikes.
Yeah, and you don't hear them. They're so quiet.
Yeah.
So if you're running it and you have your earpods in and you're listening to music, they're like, zoop, and you're like, whoa, that was a close one.
Now, popularity is easy. Hey, I get on this thing that drives itself. So why wouldn't it be popular? I mean, I would love it if I didn't live in the mountains. But, if I lived in a city or something like that, I would definitely have something like that. But the concerns. I've seen these things. Some of them go as fast as 40 miles an hour. We were down in Key West a couple of weeks ago, and they were flying by us at super speed, even on the boardwalk area where they were flying back and forth. So you have to take the speed into consideration, safety precautions, especially for younger riders. And, the safety, you know, we've seen the sporadic fires with the lithium batteries and the charges with these e-bikes. They've caused a lot, especially, you know, there are a lot of places I know in New York City that won't let you store them indoors now because of that risk of fire. So a lot of concerns there. I mean, you said you have your own a phobia or a fear of e-bikes.
I just don't like to... Operating my fine motor skills at high speeds is not something I'm comfortable with. And when you're on those bikes, you know, you have to, the faster you're going, the margin of error grows, right? So you tilt a little bit, you turn a little bit, woo, woo. So I'm afraid of e-bikes. I don't like to ride them.
Yeah. If it goes faster than you can run, no good for you.
I'll crank my own bike. That's okay.
There you go. Pedal the bike. And you know, I've seen some pedal bikes get up there, but some of the speeds on these are just crazy. And the safety concerns. I know, we broadcast in Scranton at the 4th of July, the Scranton Spectacular right there. And these kids are weaving in and out of these e-bikes and these scooters with the pedestrians on the sidewalk. Now, I know they're not supposed to be on the sidewalks. They're supposed to be operated like vehicles. But, you know, you start giving them to 13-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds. What do you expect's going to happen? And listen, the Scranton police were great. They grabbed them and got them off and told them they couldn't do it. And they complied after that. But, you know, it wasn't until they ran into two or three people in front of me. And that was just in the half hour span before law enforcement got and said, you know, you can't do that anymore. So it just goes to show this how concern it is as far as safety. And that's my biggest concern when it comes to these. Yeah, they're great to have. They're a great tool. They're a great asset. Especially if you're on a large college campus, I could see you doing it. But then again, you're on walkways. You're with pedestrians. And the safety concern, you know, if you or your roommate puts one of these in a dorm and there happens to be one of those safety concerns with these fires, you know, look at the potential for tragedy that could be there. So concern's a big thing. Popularity is nice, but you have to take that safety paramount. So if you're thinking you get something like this for a loved one, especially younger juvenile loved ones, or even your spouse or significant other, unless you may want to send them down a broken path, watch for your safety concerns as first. Make that primary and paramount. It's 3:42 here at WILK. Time for NEPA Premium Perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for Denny's in Pittston. Get a $25 voucher for only $12.50. Great atmosphere and casual dining. Now open 24 hours, Wednesday through Saturday. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's in front of Walmart and Supercenter in Pittston. You could visit getmyperks.com for all the details. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio 340. Coming up on 347 here, 48 degrees. So a disgraced ex news anchor, Stephanie Hockridge, was sentenced to a massive COVID fraud scheme, and she will be jailed for quite a bit. 10 years she got after being found guilty, and she needs to pay a restitution of $64 million for a bogus Paycheck Protection Program loan that she helped to secure during the height of the pandemic, as per the Justice Department. 42-year-old former Phoenix TV anchor turned entrepreneur was sentenced in Texas federal court Friday in order to cough up that $64 million. Basically, her and her husband set up, because of COVID, a lending service company called Bluecorn in 2020, which they claimed was designed to help small businesses secure federal paycheck protection loans at the height of the COVID pandemic. Turns out she's going to be housed with Jeffrey Epstein's madam, Ghislaine Maxwell, at this minimum security facility. And again, restitution here appears to be the primary goal. She is going to have to pay back $64 million, but 10 years, even in a minimum security, is quite the sentence. So we've seen a lot of this come to where, you know, it was a worldwide pandemic that really shut down our nation and a lot of the world. And people, unfortunately, took advantage of that. And here's someone that people trusted, left her position. That's why it says former anchor, because she left TV news to start this business with her husband. And then, they said the couple's Scottsdale-based firm charged borrowers kickbacks based on the percentage of funds they received and submitted applications to the U.S. Small Business Administration, which ran the PPP program, that they knew were loaded with fraudulent information. One application reportedly falsely claimed that he was a veteran and an African-American. So they were lying about demographics. They were lying about who's getting the thing. And
not good.
Yeah, I mean, like anything else, this is coming from the New York Post, this story. And the fact that she's an ex-news anchor really has nothing to do with the story whatsoever. She left the news business to start this business to fraudulently scam money. So, but, you know, like anything else in media, the headline catches regardless of how inconsistent or irrelevant it is. But that's the headline. Disgraced.
I don't think it matters
anchor.
Who she's being jailed with either. I think the charges are egregious enough. We don't need to know who she's going to be in jail with.
It's funny because they go on to list who else, Jeffrey Epstein's madam, disgraced Theranos fraudster Elizabeth Holmes, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City scammer. You know, there's a whole collection there of the who's who of people who fraudulently used fame to either scam or in some of their cases actually abuse people. So it's coming up on 3:50 here on WILK. We got the Bloomberg Money Minute. We're going to talk about lots more. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. In the studio here with Chelsea Strube.
Hey.
Here getting through the news today and everything else. Holiday week coming up. Thanksgiving's going to be on Thursday. I'll be heading down to Virginia Beach. We'll be talking about how the dynamics changed in the new married couple. That's often, and it's a big learning curve. And we have a whole segment on this, so I don't want to jump ahead of that because we've had to relinquish the setup and the details of what goes on to now our children because of our grandchildren. And that's they're running the show now, and it's hard to step back as grandparents. So I also understand the dynamic of newly created families on what happens there as well.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to eventually come up with, my unit, my squad and our traditions. But right now, our traditions for Thanksgiving, at least, are involved with cooking the meal for the First Baptist Church in Pittston. We did that on Sunday, and then that distribution will be Tuesday starting at 4:00 at the First Baptist Church in Pittston. So if you need a Thanksgiving meal, we made 913 of them yesterday.
So tomorrow they'll be giving them out, Tuesday?
Yep, tomorrow.
Wow.
It was a huge effort. The congregation from the Holy Mother of Sorrows Church in DuPont, they provide volunteers and the commercial kitchen and a lot of the storage. And then the First Baptist Church of Pittston come together. Like three or four years ago, I did a story with them for my Check It Out segments. And then we've just gone back every year because it's just too much fun. Yeah. But they'll do that distribution. And then, you know, Thanksgiving, you do the Meals on Wheels, you do a turkey trot. You've got the Greater Pittston Santa Squad. They had their game on Sunday. They had their game yesterday. So that's always a fun tradition, too.
All right. We're going to talk about more on that when we come back. Scranton renames this North Scranton Mini Park for a late firefighter, Tony Walsh. The city on Friday formally renamed the North Scranton Mini Park at 1800 Wayne Avenue for the late retired Scranton firefighter Anthony Tony Walsh, who died in 2022. The park abuts the rear of the Scranton Fire Department Engine 8 station. Had a renovation complete December of 2023. The upgrade included installation of a fire engine playset and a homage to city firefighters. It's a great thing when this happens.
Love to see it.
For our heroes in our park. And it was good seeing Scranton's bravest out there, Scranton Fire Department, and their finest, the police department. A lot of them came up to me during the Scranton parade while I was there. It says, Walsh was a lifetime resident of the city who faithfully served in the fire department for many years, was one of the original 16 members of the Rescue Company 1.
That's
that
really
provides
cool.
Fire suppression and technical rescue services. He was a proud Army veteran who served as a military policeman during the Vietnam War. For over 45 years, he also worked loyalty alongside his sisters and wife, Sandra, at Sterner's Restaurant, family-run North Scranton institution, and it definitely is, officially known as Champagne Tony Walsh. Also was a beloved and appreciated member of the Scranton community, partially evidenced by the dedication of the 2024 St. Patrick's Parade to his memory. So it's good to see a place that this hero will be memorialized and remembered forever.
Mm-hmm.
So great stuff going on there, especially this time of year. You know, I'm looking here where it his sister.
She was there.
Yeah.
At the dedication.
Was at the dedication and talking. And this week especially, you know, we talk about Thanksgiving and families, you know, about to get together or planning their get-togethers. You know, having something like this to talk about and you know, will definitely be the topic of conversation at this family gathering, the Walsh's family gathering this Thursday. Because loss is hard, change is hard, but when people remember such like this. And if you look at the large sign behind his sister while she's talking here, the big yellow and green park sign that's there now, it's just a place of prominence to where, you know, children and families will enjoy their futures and come together and make their own memories. And the fact that they're overseen and, I like to say, guarded by someone like this memory is a good cherish to have. So.
Definitely. I think it's also, you know, something special to mark time in their family by, you know, like, oh, well, you know, that was the year we dedicated the park. When this happened, the year we dedicated the park. Oh, that was the year after we dedicated the park. You know, this will be a good, a pleasant milestone and time reference for that family as well.
Yeah. And look at it, the sign, too. It says Tony Walsh Park, dedicated to Tony Walsh, Scranton firefighter, original member of Rescue Company 1, Vietnam veteran and North Scranton resident. So, what better that? You know, if you want to portray, you know, safety in a place, that's the sign to have. I like to see that because, you know, it shows new people moving into Scranton or people trying to start a life in Scranton. You know, ask the questions, and I would love, you know, to hear stories about children, you know, grabbing their mom or dad or grandmother or whatever, saying, "Mommy, Dad, who's Tony Walsh? Who's this? What tells the story there?" And you know, start that conversation.
There should almost be like a QR code next to it.
Yeah.
And then you could scan it and it would take you to a news story like this or something else and tell you all about them.
The good thing is this is right behind the Scranton Firehouse. Mm-hmm. And if it's anything like other firehouses, I've known anybody who had a question who has asked anyone in that firehouse in uniform, "Hey, you know, what's the story with Tony Walsh?" They will gladly stop what they're doing, get down on a knee and explain that real in depth to anyone who asks.
Sure.
So that's just the bond that they have. That's the brother and sisterhood that our fire department and our first responders have. And again, you know, this is a great memorial to a great hero from the city of Scranton, and our thanks and appreciation for his sacrifice and service never goes unnoticed. Like I tell you here, you see a first responder, especially this week, you know, Thanksgiving, often overlooked. They will be away from their families. They will be working their shifts. They will be walking a beat and riding in those apparatuses. Say thank you. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.